Well, Dallas-based CyrusOne celebrated the groundbreaking of another new data center. This one's in Aurora, Illinois. Actually, it's the second one that's built there. And it used to be, at least in my mind, you know, the groundbreaking for a new data center was sort of greeted with the same enthusiasm of maybe a new Piggly Wiggly coming to town or whatever. But not anymore. I mean, this is the hottest thing there is. They had the governor, J.B. Pritzker, was there, the mayor of Aurora, the head of ComEd, and, of course, the CEO of CyrusOne, Eric Schwartz, who joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Glad to be able to join.
So, I no offense, but I mean, but you guys are now fashionable. This was boring, but artificial intelligence has made data centers and electricity consumption and everything else, it's just a whole new world.
No, that's true. And I think there's an appreciation, first of all, for the scale of the investment, because the facility that we're going to build in Aurora will represent in excess of $200 million of investment. And people recognize that that investment brings jobs and activity to the community. And I'm sure that that's part of the governor's interest in promoting the economy in that part of Illinois. But there's also a recognition that this is infrastructure for the broader technology ecosystem, whether it's artificial intelligence, the cloud, cloud computing, basic internet capacity and the like. And people recognize that where this infrastructure goes, it attracts the other parts of that ecosystem, and they're excited to hear and learn about what's going to be built on top of the infrastructure that we're building.
You know, as we learn more about this, or at least as I've read more about it, it becomes more mainstream, it's really intriguing. It's a location for data centers. You need to be, I mean, it's trite, but you need to be near power. But evidently the requirements, and especially with artificial intelligence, the requirements for power are so great, they're really getting creative. And I see them, you know, putting data centers next to nuclear facilities to be right close to the mothership.
Well, the last several months have seen a fair amount of discussion about nuclear power. Nuclear power is attractive in the sense that it's carbon neutral. And nuclear power plants operate with stable baseload. And that's similar to matching up to data centers. And so I think that's gotten a lot of attention. The data centers that we build and the ones that we announced in Aurora are linked into the grid. And that requires us to work very closely with the local utilities, and in this case, ComEd, who's been a very good partner for us. And in fact, the CEO of ComEd, Gil Quiñones, also attended the groundbreaking because it's an important step in the infrastructure that ComEd builds to support the grid in Illinois. So the interplay between power and data centers is getting ever more closely linked. And whether it's the projects that have gotten some press lately around nuclear, or just the ongoing development of the broader grid that we connect to and rely upon, our industry is now inextricably linked with the power infrastructure of the company. And we put a lot of energy into making sure that we find sites that can plug in and use the capacity that's there, but also work very closely with utilities to make sure that's done in a coordinated way.
Well, I see that's another area that nobody ever used to worry about or talk about, was the grid. And now it's all important. I mean, new demands, but also an aging grid that in the case of Texas has failed us, you know, on occasion in the past. Do you have trouble finding sites where you can get adequate power?
We have to work really hard at it. So I wouldn't say that we have trouble, but it takes a lot of hard work. It takes research. It takes some creativity sometimes. But I also think that the grid isn't one particular thing. The grid is a collection of infrastructure and assets that's constantly being upgraded, reinforced, expanded, extended, et cetera. And yeah, that's why it's important for companies like CyrusOne, who are building these data centers, to be working very closely with the people who are involved in building the grid infrastructure, whether it's the generation of the power, the transmission of the power from the generation, and then ultimately the distribution to the endpoints. All those players have a very important role. All of them are investing to not only stabilize and make sure that the infrastructure performs as planned, but also to expand to keep up with the growth, because this growth not only is growth in our industry, but it reflects the broader growth across all the technology categories that we discussed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I said there was nothing more boring than data centers, but the fact is utility stocks are a lot more boring than data centers. And utilities have been making a new all-time high. There's this rush, and it's all because of this. I mean, they are suddenly seen as growth industries again, rather than just boring old public utilities that pay a dividend.
Well, not my place to give investment advice, so I'll demur from that. But it is important, and I think across the public policy arena as well as the business arena, the importance of the power industry and supplying the power that enables these technology platforms to do what they do and grow in the economy. There's a growing appreciation of that. And I don't foresee that letting up anytime soon as we continue to see the growth. And, as much of a challenge as it is to find the right sites that have the access to power that we need, it's also, I think, exciting from a U.S. economy perspective in that the U.S. is clearly leading the world in building this type of infrastructure for artificial intelligence and whatnot. Yeah. That's part of the economic prospects and opportunity for the U.S. economy.
So are these data centers readily accepted? I mean, once you go through all the research and find the ideal location, is there any of the not in my backyard pushback? Or
We certainly have to go through a permitting process, and that requires zoning approvals in some cases and building permissions and the like. Different communities react to the presence of data centers in different ways. I think some communities are much more welcoming than others because they see the economic opportunity that's attached to it. Also, we've done a lot as Cyrus One to make the facilities that we're building and develop connect with and blend into the broader community presence where we're located, and I think that's helped as well. And so, a little bit of architectural improvement and some forethought into how these facilities operate goes a long way into making sure that these are viewed as assets by the community.
Yeah, we've come a long way from just plopping down a tilt-up wall or a cinder block building, I think, to try to incorporate. So is this a U.S. phenomenon right now, or is this a worldwide phenomenon? We're seeing data centers go up every place because you all operate all over the world.
It is worldwide. So Cyrus One operates across the U.S., throughout Western Europe, and we recently broke ground in Osaka, Japan, which is our first data center project in Japan. But data center infrastructure is growing around the world, and that's driven by the growing adoption of these digital technologies. That said, the U.S. data center market is substantially larger than any of the other regional markets around the world. And this is an area where the U.S. is clearly ahead of other countries. And that's a reflection of both the investment and the adoption of the technologies across the United States.
So you're going to be busy next year, too? You're going to be building some more centers?
I certainly hope so, yes. Now, we've got a number of projects under construction here in the U.S., in Europe, and now in Japan. And we work very closely with customers to understand their future requirements, and their forecasts and expectations are strong and give us a lot of confidence that there's going to be strong demand for quite some time.
It's been fascinating to watch, and I guess will be for some time. Eric Schwartz, the CEO of the data center company Cyrus One. Good to spend some time with you always. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, David. Always glad to be able to share another story about growth.
It's a good story. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.